This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, the DJV experience on the air. D, Doug, Jen is Jay, and V is Victoria. A lot of interesting technical things going on today, maybe in your life as well. I'm looking around at the world that I'm in, which is warm and wonderful, South Florida. Hoo-ha! Because Mercury is going into retrograde. Let's see, today is the 16th. I believe it's Monday or Tuesday of next week. Supposed to be soft and subtle retrograde. If you're not familiar with what happens during a retrograde period, at least from my experience, it has to do a lot with technology, transportation, and contacts that you have with people, starting new things. All of that stuff is usually not a good thing. If you have technology, it'll give you a little start, maybe a little burp, a little you know what. And that's what we're having. We've redone all of our studios, and as a result of that, everything is really working wonderfully well, much better than it has. It's like anything else. You got an old car, time to train yourself to drive a new one. And that's what's going on with Kara and the other adjuncts to the gang, Victoria and Jennifer. But this time, when you have a Mercury retrograde situation, it really does, in my experience anyway, have an impact, sometimes profound, on how you communicate. So let us communicate in the best way we can. I was noticing with very interesting ramifications the situation this year. I think yesterday morning at this time we were talking about how packages are being delivered, what UPS is confronting, what the people at FedEx are confronting. And then I began to dig. I'm really interested in transportation. I'm interested in how FedEx operates. Not because on its own, it's a fascinating structure and how business schools teach the whole reality of FedEx and how the business started with a guy named Fred Smith, how he was a delivery guy, and what's happened over the past 40 years, 40, 45 years, as FedEx has developed into this behemoth. The logistics of this, I don't think anybody has any idea. And maybe you don't care, you just want to get your packages. That may be. I'm one of these people who likes to dig into not the sewerage system or the septic system, but I like to go into the weeds and see, because I'm fascinated with equipment, trucks and tractors and airplanes. And so you need all of those things to do something like the FedEx people have done. I remember going into their headquarters are in Memphis. I remember going into their facility at night one night. Our affiliate there, KWAM, when I was down there visiting a number of years ago, I think it's been, I bet it's been 10 years since I was there. I went over to the FedEx World Hub, and there were 10,000 people working at the airport at FedEx. 10,000 people in that one place on the airport with this mind-bogglingly complex ritual every night of steering packages to where you need them delivered, where I need them delivered, where everybody needs them delivered. There are hundreds of equipment operators. There's 880 acres on the site, warehouses all over the place, trains of containers. It looked like, you know, ever been to the airport and looked how they put the containers into the airplanes? They look like half igloos because they have to conform to the plane, obviously. The plane, most of these planes, they're using now pretty much 767, Boeing 767 cargo jets. So they've taken all the seats out, and they have doors that are, I think, in four positions, and they have tracks in the plane, so they push the cartons in from the side of the plane, and they roll them down, up and back and forth, fill up the plane, then they get the pilots into the plane, and the planes take off for their destination. They have 150 flights every night, and these things go off in 40 to 60 second intervals, so they're getting the stuff comes in during the day for its destination and into the evening, and then it gets sorted very quickly. I mean, just think about it for a second. We all know how much we use FedEx. I don't use, well, that's not true. I use UPS once in a while, but I probably use FedEx more because, frankly, the office is closer to where I am, and so you just jump into the car or truck or down and leave them their package, and then they do all the computer stuff. They take it. Yep, it'll be guaranteed for delivery tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Well, let's say I'm in Boston, and I'm sending a package to Los Angeles. It's not easy for a human being to get on a plane and get it, you know, to that destination. When you consider they do that all over the country and all over the Western Hemisphere, and you get a package to Europe tomorrow, same way, or into Africa, they are represented in every single country on the planet. That's an amazing, amazing infrastructure. So FedEx, UPS, they are at the top of the shipping industry. And at this time of year, you see them as being a very important part of what you're doing. You're buying things. You want to make sure they're shipped. How many of you have bought from Amazon? Raise your hands. Amazon has... Now, they had a long-standing deal with UPS, but now they have their own trucks. They have their own trailers. They have 40 planes. They just bought a bunch of 757s from American Airlines and converted them into air freight. So now they have thousands of vehicles. Amazon.com has thousands of vehicles that they are going to use themselves to compete with FedEx and with UPS, and they certainly have the money. I've had things delivered to me at my house by Amazon. I think it's like A.com on the side of the truck. And so now the Amazon folks who are major shippers for UPS has become one of the biggest competitors. So I find that interesting. And then I also find interesting when you look at carriage, not just a package, but of people. The whole thing with Uber and how they've built their business. By the way, the Uber software is very similar, I'm told, to what UPS and FedEx use, moving packages around. There's a barcode attached to each package. Well, whether you know it or not, when you're in an Uber car, there's a barcode attached to you. It's not visible, but at the end of the event, the barcode and the number of how long it took and what the cost is and all that stuff, that's how they get the information to you so quickly on your iPhone. And this is, again, fascinating and mind-boggling. When you look at some of these, it's not just the delivery business. And by the way, Amazon has said that they might go into the Uber business. That is, use cars for delivery and also for for picking people up. I think Uber is being used for that, if I'm not mistaken. You can buy a pizza and have Uber deliver it to you. I know that. It's just the state of technology is so much fun. It's also, though... It's just a world unto itself. I noticed that Uber in California, touting its self-driving cars, the Uber self-driving cars in San Francisco have been introduced this week. They have a small fleet of these autonomous Volvos driving around starting on Wednesday of this week. And on Thursday, the Department of Motor Vehicles ordered them to cease the operations of the vehicle until they get the proper testing permit. Uber is not sure that they think they need to have that permit, so it's not clear to me at this point whether they're actually going to refuse to apply and then just keep driving and see what happens. The California Department of Motor Vehicles says they have a process for vetting companies hoping to test these self-driving cars. If the company meets the proper standards, it'll get a testing permit. And I think there are 20 different companies, the last time I remember looking into this, that have a permit. Uber is not on that list. And so if they want to operate self-driving cars, they better get it. And Uber says, I don't need that permit. We don't need that at all. They claim that the cars are still primarily controlled by humans. There's a driver inside each vehicle with his or her hands on the wheel, ready to take control just in case. I don't know what their experience was. I remember in Pittsburgh earlier this year, they launched that sort of thing. And they say, you know, that's what we did in Pittsburgh. It worked fine. That's what we're going to do in California. And it'll work fine there. So leave us alone. What do you think? Food for thought, right? 17 after the hour. It's DJV time on the radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 20 or almost about 19 after the hour. I find it interesting to note that the effort to derail Donald Trump's presidency in the Electoral College has sort of been swamped. There are people who have been told to cast their ballot for somebody else. A lot of meetings of the anti-Trumpers around the country. On Monday, the ratification will take place. And I've seen interviews with a number of electors from both parties, and I don't see any appetite for a revolt here. At least 330 electors have been confirmed to be voting for the person that they're supposed to vote for. And that would it gives them, what, 60 more? You need 270 or 271 to win. The Democrats are aggravated with the electoral process. I'm back to, and there are a lot of people who are also working on this, trying to get rid of the Electoral College. I think that straightens all of this out, and it's not an easy task, but it'll be something that I think we all...
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
There's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine.
On the drive to Florida this week, Meredith and I have been listening to a lot of great secular music. Last night, I chose my three favorite tunes. We're going to. Every one of us on the air, Jennifer and Victoria and I, Kara, are going to have a day next week for our favorite Christmas tunes. And Victoria said, well, pick out three of your favorites. So as I'm listening around with Meredith through all the various secular tunes that I like, this is one of my favorites, actually. And we were talking about how fabulous Karen Carpenter's voice was. This certainly personifies that. No Place Like Home for the Holidays, number 24 on the list of the Billboard top downloaded and chosen Christmas tunes. The holiday home. Oh, can't beat it. No.
It's a perfect, cheerful sounding song.
It's a perfect Christmas secular tune. For those who don't celebrate the religiosity of it, from Pennsylvania, traveling band, Dixie's Sunny Shore. Atlantic to Pacific, the traffic is terrific. Man, I can tell you that. That's the case with our drive this week. All right, so we continue to highlight the Christmas tunes for the next week. Even though I'll be Israel, plenty of secular Christmas stuff going on over there. The birthplace of it all, I thought it would be neat to be in the Holy Land for Christmas next week, so that's what I'm doing. For the holidays, though, you can't be home sweet home, and I'll be back here for the Christmas celebration, New Year's and stuff. It's kind of neat. All right, in the fast-forward music news world, Patti LaBelle has released a new, what she calls a sweet potato pie at Walmart for Christmas. There's a new 10-inch sweet potato pecan pie available at Walmart for $10.
I think it was last year or earlier this year, maybe last Christmas, people started going crazy for her pumpkin pies. I mean, I was seeing videos all over the internet, and it was trending on Twitter, and I mean, they must be good. I've never had one before, but...
I haven't either.
I'd be willing to give it a try. You know, just to
I would
it
be
out
too, as
a
matter of fact. Yeah. Okay. You can do that. These, I'm looking at the press release. The pie is made with a perfect blend of spices, butter, and sweet potatoes, so they say, topped with pecans. We all imagine, well, we don't have to imagine because we, probably most of us have benefited from having a piece of pecan pie at the holidays over the years. So this pie is a couple of inches larger than the sweet potato pie last year. And they say it has twice the flavor because of the pecans. So these pies are already flying out of the stores. Our sweet potato pies have been flying off the shelves for the last couple of years. The holiday version going quickly. You can freeze them and then thaw them out for Christmas dinner. So I find it interesting that she would make a deal with Walmart. I don't know why I find it interesting. I just find it interesting. That wasn't where I would think you go. But where would you go under the circumstances? Could you go to Target? They have a food section. You go to BJ's and Costco. They have a food section. These big companies that have such wide distribution. Those of you who have been around for a while know Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. She has her origins in music with the group, but on her own, she's done very well as well. I remember having her on the program one day, and she was very sweet, very, very sweet, and just kind of in awe of her own success. She pinches herself, like I do and some others, when the reality sets in of what you've accomplished with your life. Good for her. 28 after the hour here.
Kids need love, and so do adults. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We know that children need love. Time and again, history, research, common sense, and our own personal experiences have shown us that children flourish with love. And as much as we know that, however, somewhere along the way in their development to adulthood, we forget just how very essential love is for everyone. There's no one who doesn't need love. Make a concerted effort to give love to every child you encounter, and then remember this, every adult alive on this planet was a former child, and everyone, absolutely everyone, still needs love. Even if it's not always easy, be mindful to give love to everyone, including yourself. For support along the way, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
I love technology. Most of the time, I like technology. And speaking to that, Friday, by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is arguing it, trying to figure out. There's the world of technology. This is the most difficult radio program in the country to produce, and it's the most difficult that's ever been produced, actually. So we, every once in a while, try to do too much with too little. And therefore, I'm here in all of my beauty and glory, ladies or not. So I'm continuing to focus, though, on a couple of things I was talking about in the last half hour that I find fascinating, the whole world of technology. and what we have to do in order to assuage ourselves into this technology. I'm looking at an iPad. I'm looking at an iPhone. I'm looking at a laptop. And I'm also looking at a newspaper. And I find it fascinating to look at how the newspaper, however, is created by using the iPhone, the iPad, and the laptop. The reporters are using all of that stuff to put things together now. There are no more, when you go into a newspaper office, you go into a, where the newspapers are printed, it's a whole different world than it was when I was a kid. I worked for a newspaper for a little while when I was in college, and when I got out of college, part of, I guess, my training to understand how to interpret things that are going on in the world. It was good training for me, just to see the basics of, and that's why I'm so fascinated with, and actually so thankful for having been given the opportunity to have some of these experiences over the years, because I know how things work. And it's good, but it's not good sometimes. It's very frustrating to see that things that ought to have been anticipated or fixed cannot be or aren't being, but you still have the goodwill of people, and you have people that work hard. Kara's working very hard to pull all of this stuff back together again. And I wonder how that is when you get to places like Google or anybody who's trying to build, in this circumstance, the technology of the future into a car. The electric car revolution, something that is very much a part of what I think 2017 is going to be all about. I was talking earlier about Uber and what they were doing in Pittsburgh and in some cities, I think in San Francisco as well, with self-driving cars. They have people sitting in the driver's seat. Those people are just not driving the car. There are cars like that that are being developed. And then, see, there's two edges to this future scope as far as the car is concerned, from what I can see. One of them is the self-driving car, and the other one is the electric car. Well, we have electric self-driving cars. That seems to be what most people think will happen in the next 20 years, or even by, some people think it'll happen by 2022, cars that talk to each other. Well, we already have that now. The Cadillac sports sedans for next year have a chip in them that allows them, the cars, to share information with each other about the driving conditions, weather. So if you're driving a Cadillac CTS sports sedan, and it's new next year, and somebody maybe is a mile ahead of you, 2 miles ahead, 4 miles ahead, it's like an air. It's the same thing as what's going on with the airplanes. There is a device in all of the commercial airlines, actually most every plane that flies now, that tells you when there is a plane within 5 miles in any direction, up, down, sideways, left, right, below, in front of you, and back of you. You'll know where, and that's how they avoid now mid-air collisions. You haven't heard, how long has it been since we heard anything about a mid-air collision? There are other crashes, mechanical failures in planes, that sort of thing. But you don't hear about mid-air collisions anymore because of this device, which is basically just a radar. It's a different application for radar, and it sends out a beacon in 5 mile in every direction around the plane, so you know what's coming. And they can tell. I've been in the cockpit of a plane. You can tell by looking at that scope on the there's a big screen that the pilots look at, and you can also hear. They can listen to air traffic control, hear other planes that are around them, and they sometimes can. Well, they don't usually talk to the other planes because they use that. The facility, air traffic control, doesn't want a lot of stuff back and forth. They want to be able to control what the plane is hearing. So that's why you can't talk to another pilot, but you can hear what the other pilot says when you ask him a question. Like you can go, it's kind of like going to a courtroom and you have to ask all your questions to the judge. So in this case, air traffic control is the judge, and the lawyers are the pilots. The pilots say, air traffic control, is the smooth air above us or below us? Can you find out? American 322 left New York 5 minutes before we did. Can you find out from them what the air disturbances are at 41,000 feet? Because that's where he knows where the plane is. So air traffic control asks American the other American flight. You know, that kind of stuff's going on. So the point I'm trying to make here is that these cars coming out, some of them next year, will have Wi-Fi like technology that will allow them to talk to each other. And this is supposedly going to be the standard in every new car. What it does is increase your awareness of what it's like around you on the street that's to your left or to your right, because otherwise, how, if you have all these autonomous vehicles, how are you going to keep them from crashing into each other? They got to talk to each other. They have to have some control. And let's see, I think that General Motors is on top of this. They have a relationship. No, Ford has a relationship with Mazda. Mazda is supplying the technology for some Fords. It'll be in some of their SUVs next year. Volkswagen also, in order to sort of come back from the diesel scandal, is putting this sort of thing in diesel-powered versions of their cars. Chevrolet is putting them in their diesel-powered. I don't know what there is about the diesel that makes it easier for these things to work there. But Tesla is also putting them in there. I've driven in a Tesla two or three times, and the guy that's my friend that has them, he has two of them, and we just drive down the road one day, and he takes his hand off the wheel, off the accelerator, and the car comes upon another car. The Tesla stops. He puts on the left-hand directional signal, and the next opportunity for a left-hand turn, the car takes a left-hand turn. He didn't have his hand on the wheel. So there's that, the technology. So there's the self-driving car, and then there's the electric car. And so these battery-powered cars are in their dawning age, to be sure. But the prediction is in a decade or so, they will outsell gasoline and diesel-powered cars, because the work that's being done by Musk and some of the other people, actually Mercedes is working on it, but the Tesla Motor people are farther ahead on this than anybody else. The price of these cars, all over the place. The Chevy car, my son looked at a Volt, which is half electric and half gas, and they were about $30,000. I think a lot of people are figuring they can get a car that's like this in the next year or so. That's a $30,000 vehicle. I think that's realistic to think. And so what else, what other items are there, or what other players are there in this world beside the major manufacturers? Well, Amazon is thinking about developing a self-driving truck, so that they can have sort of, this is an adjunct to what I was talking about before, Amazon competing with FedEx and UPS with their trucks. Well, can you imagine they're delivering packages with this? I mean, I hope I'm not talking too fast here, but what's fascinating about this is that we can use our imagination and think about, okay, there's a drone overhead, it's got a package going to drop on our back door. There's a package that's too big for the drone, so they put it in one of their self-propelled vans, and they program your address into the self-propelled van, and the van brings this to your house. There's a robot in the van that takes the package out of the van and puts it on your front porch, and that's the way it works. And then Google and their self-driving car, they're going to call it the Waymo, W-A-Y-M-O. They have signaled that they want to use this as a revenue generator. They already have found a place to build these things. They have designed the technology. They say their cars will be the safest ones to be in, the easiest ones for driving. It'll be just put your address in where you're going and hit a button, and the car will take care of itself. Autopilot from the takeoff. The Waymo. That, I think, stands for a new way forward in mobility. Way forward mobility. Got it? Waymo. It's pretty clever. The self-driving car project there, they're putting lots of money, billions of dollars. This technology, excuse me, by the way, is so expensive. My God. You'd think if they were really smart, GM and Ford and Toyota and Volvo and Google and all the rest of them, Tesla, would all get together, wouldn't you think? And try to figure out how to do this on, with everybody working on the same project instead of everybody going down a different road. It's got to be ungodly expensive to do this. I'd like to think that they could work together. Anyway, kind of a cool thing to anticipate. Would you be able to, people with a lot of money, a year from now, be able to buy these as Christmas presents for their spouses, for themselves, for their children? Put yourself in that circumstance and see what you think. 45 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. You've heard me and the ladies on the air with me for the past, it's almost 3 years now since we started talking about super beats. I was at Dr. Ken Kronhaus's office yesterday for my yearly exam. Meredith and I spent 4.5 hours with Ken going through the charts and the results of tests and all that sort of thing. And he said to me, with really strong conviction, I used to have my fingers used to go numb when, especially when it was cold, but when I was outside working, or I might have been sitting on a tractor for hours on my farm and holding the wheel or holding some control mechanism, and my fingers would go numb after a long time doing the same thing. Since I've started taking super beats, and this is what Ken said literally, the numbing in my hands has gone away, and the reason for that is because the blood is getting into the very extremes of my fingers, and it'll really, under the circumstances, make this desire you have to be healthy and have a really great long life. I believe super beats is a key to this. Not only that, it's great for energy. We were talking about blood pressure. Meredith has great blood pressure. I do. Meredith's been on these things since I started talking about them. She's a real devotee. And so those of you who have found this and discovered it know what I'm talking about. Blood pressure levels stay really well controlled. You get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all the parts of your body. Every part of your body has delivery of blood to it, because the nitric oxide that's in the beets opens up your arteries and makes sure the blood rushes through your system to every part of your body. So now there are a couple of different reasons to get super beets, not only to have the feeling that I've just described, but the people who call 800-655-4183 this month, you sign up, maybe a friend or a family member for Super Beats, great Christmas present. Not only do you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats with your first order, you'll get the free book Beat the Odds, and you'll also get a one-month supply of Nutrient Foundation, which is a new daily multivitamin that has been specifically designed to work with Super Beats. So it's a good reason, those of you who've been on the Super Beats bandwagon, to kind of start all over again with this. 24 essential nutrients that is aimed at working so well with Super Beats. Yeah, these people are very clever in how they put all these packages together. Neo 40 gives you a rapid delivery in a capsule of the Super Beats formula. This stuff is going to work to keep your cardiovascular system in great, great, great shape. So Ken's he's joined me, very excited about this. You get $100 in free gifts by calling 800-655-4183 or get in on the bandwagon. I think it's probably helpful to go to DougLikesBeats.com and see a lot of information that you may not be able to glean from listening to me for a minute or so each day talking about this. So go to DougLikesBeats.com, see the story of Super Beats, and order now. DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage.
But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
All right, 53 past the hour now. This is the DJ V connection. But actually, in this circumstance, we're going to work our way through the five most important technology items from this past week. Counting down from number five to number one, Victoria Keelan is here to take us through. I'll be the big voice announcer. It's a big job, Victoria, but I can handle it. It'll be okay.
You can do it, Doug.
I can do it. If anybody can do it, I can do it. All right, so let's go through the five big tech stories on Tech Talk here. At number five, we get started with a Nike situation.
Well, a generation ago, it was pretty much only science fiction in the movie Back to the Future 2 when Marty McFly goes to the future, and I think the year was like 2021, and he steps into a pair of Nikes, and without finding where the laces are, they automatically lace to his foot. And so that became something that we all thought, certainly by the year 2016, we would be wearing self-lacing Nikes, and it turns out we can. Nike released their first pair of self-lacing shoes this past week, and they are pretty expensive. The sticker price will send you into shock at $720. That is still cheaper than Kanye West Yeezy sneakers for Adidas, though, and they don't self-lace. But these have got so much tech in them. They have a battery light underneath the shoe that shows you by the color of it where your battery life is. And you charge it basically like an Apple Watch. You just plug it and you basically line it up to the charging brick, and then you're good for 2 weeks. And so it doesn't have GPS or anything, so the battery life actually lasts for a pretty long time. They are currently only being, they're only available in two Nike locations in New York, one in Chicago, one in San Francisco, and one in LA. But starting next week, just in time for Christmas, they will be available in additional stores. So right now it's appointment only to try on the Nike sneakers that are self-laced, but this is definitely the wave of the future.
What an arrogant, what a bunch of arrogant clowns. Unbelievable. Yeah, call up for an appointment to try on a pair of shoes. Give me a break.
Yep.
All right. Next on the technology review, Uber at number four.
Well, Uber updated its community guidelines to restrict passenger activities like vandalism, quote-unquote, vomiting due to excessive alcohol consumption, and flirting between the drivers and the passengers. Now, the vomiting thing seems to make sense. If you vomit excessively, you will get a really bad rating from your driver if you've been out drinking too much. So you'll probably be banned from Uber anyway. But they have, on a more serious note, they've had a lot of incidents of sexual harassment between drivers and passengers, especially female passengers. So this is something that Uber felt they really needed to write into the guidelines. And they said flat out, as a reminder, Uber has a no-sex rule. That's no sexual conduct between drivers and riders, no matter what. So Uber is definitely taking a little more of a stance in response to all of these sexual harassment claims that have been filed against them.
Interesting. Uber also taking a strong position against the state of California, which told them on Thursday of this week that they couldn't have self-driving cars in San Francisco without a permit. And they said, sorry, we're not going to apply for a permit. We're going to leave the cars on the road. They have drivers in them. Why do we need a permit? So basically an up yours to the state of California.
Yeah. Uber. I didn't know right, number, to regulate that. You, yeah.
Number three on our tech list this week.
Instagram finally went live this week, and people are loving it. It is very similar to Facebook Live. Facebook owns Instagram, as a reminder. Twitter owns Periscope, so you've got the two competing social media platforms. Instagram Live is really interesting. It's Instagram's kind of taking over other people's or other platforms' high points. So Facebook Live is pretty much the best thing that Facebook has right now, and so Instagram has glommed onto that. The only difference is when you go live on Instagram, all of your friends and your followers will be notified that you're live, but as soon as you stop recording, it disappears. So that is the only major difference between Facebook Live and Instagram Live, is just to you don't have an archive. And Facebook Live is better about that in a sense. So it's interesting how the same company, the same parent company, has modeled a similar technology but made it different enough that each one is still unique.
Number two this week, in-flight phone calls. I can hardly wait. I'm flying to Israel later today. I'd love to have a plane full of 334 people all on the phone at the same time. Wouldn't that be sweet?
That would just be amazing. Well, apparently the U.S. Department of Transportation is actually saying they're considering allowing people to make in-flight phone calls over Wi-Fi. I don't know if this is going to happen, but it would certainly be the most annoying thing ever.
Number one, speaking of annoying, Apple and emojis. What's the scoop?
Oh, this is the best. This is the opposite of annoying. We finally got the new batch of emojis on iPhone. It's iOS 10.2. Croissants, avocados, rock stars, bacon. You're all set.
Really? Top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keeler with Doug Steffen.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.